Hello, Em. How are you?
Hi, Sarah. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm super happy to have you, aka Ember, at our podcast, Postpod podcast. It will be the first episode in English, so I'm super excited.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Let's start with a little introduction about you. Tell us, who are you? How long have you been in this pole dance scene? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I have been in this amazing pole community for about 15 years now. I started as soon as I could, when I was turned 18. And then I was a student, loved it so much. I was at the studio every day dancing. And then I got a job as an instructor, which I am still doing today, which I absolutely love. But whilst I was doing all this, I was also studying at uni fashion design. And I thought, why don't I combine my two loves of fashion and pole? And that's when Amber was born. And yeah, I just started creating things that I would want to wear when I was pole dancing. And then this amazing business just came together. So I've been running Amber for about 6 years. 6 years now. And it's just been evolving over time and it's still evolving. And I mean, I don't even know where it's going to be in another 2, 3, 4, 5 years. But it's a big whirlwind of fun, really.
I can imagine. For the ones who are listening to us for the first time, we at Postpod Shop are a reseller online shop, so we work with a lot of brands, and one of them are Ember. We are working, I think, almost for maybe since the beginning, because I've been here for 4 years now, and when I started, Ember was already at the Postpod shop, so.
I think you guys have been one of my main and best wholesalers I've ever had, which is so cool to create this relationship with a company on the other side of the world to share my
Crazy,
brand.
right? And our customers love Ember. They love like your collections, the colors, how it fits. So you are definitely one of the main brands at our shop as well. Do you know what I really, it's so interesting for me, so I will ask because I'm super curious about the name. Is Ember, is that word or the name have like a special meaning to you?
Do you know what? It actually does. So when I was thinking of a name for my brand, I thought I wanted to link it to my net myself somehow, but I didn't want to call it Emma. My name's Emma. I didn't want to call it Emma Designs. But I was brainstorming with my nan one day, and I have bright red hair. And my nan said, "Why don't you link it to the color of your hair? Because my hair is quite iconic, and not many people have red hair." And I said, "What? Name it Red Hair Design." And she's like, "No, what about amber? Because amber is a color of red." And so I thought, "Oh, I love that." And she said, "And you can just change the spelling, make it a little bit funky." And that's literally where it's come from, just the color of my hair.
You know what? I have goosebumps all over because that
Really?
really because I will need to find out because I don't remember the name now, but there is a song, old song, and I guess the band is from Australia, and the song name is Ember. I
Oh, I'm
just
gonna look it up.
found the guy sings about the girl with a red hair.
Oh, maybe it's about me. Oh,
Seriously, and he said the same thing. He said amber is like a color, red color or whatever. So I will need to find this the song, and I will send you.
yes, please send it
I
to
was
me.
listening to it. And I was, oh, there is that song that I love, but it's an old one. So, anyways, I wanted to. I never thought about that. So
Yeah.
you
And
know, I never.
not many people, obviously, not many people know that story. But then when I do tell them the story, they go, "Oh, yeah, well, it kind of makes sense." Like,
Yeah,
yeah.
right. Yeah, because I all the time have Ember, like I see your brand like daily when I'm working, whatever. So, and I never make the connection to the color, you know, to the hair color. That's so funny. So, yeah, I definitely will send you the song later. I was the next question was I wanted to talk about when you started with the brand Ember and what was your first impulse to do it, but you said it already. You was on the pole dance scene and you wanted to
I wanted to create something that I could wear, and I just started making like more and more. My girlfriends and friends, they all just wanted to wear it, and then it kind of just blew up, and I was started to get orders from people who I didn't know, which was so out of this world. And then I would see people on Instagram that I didn't know that was wearing my brand, and I thought, what is happening? This is so cool.
I think that's so exciting because I'm not the pro Poladina, but I do pole dance myself. Yes. And I think it's so exciting, like, to have the own brand, you know, like to see all the girls dancing in your stuff. That's so crazy, right?
It is, and I'm so lucky and so forever grateful for all my customers. But yeah, it's out of this world. I can't explain it. It's amazing.
Yeah, great. Lovely. Is there something that you will say those are the main characteristics of Ember? Like, for example, what makes Ember different from other brands on the pole dance scene? Is there something that you say, this is unique, you just will get it at Ember because
I think Ember's pretty well known to have really eye-catching prints. So when I design all my prints, I create them myself by hand, and I either paint them or design them on Photoshop. So I think a pattern and a print is well known with my brand, as well as very colorful, bright garments. So, I mean, I do the staple black as well, because everybody needs to have a staple black in their wardrobe, but I do love to go crazy with colors. So I think that's probably what Amber's known for the most. And then additionally, maybe the cuts of one of my best-selling items, which is the super highs. They've got a high leg cut, which are quite flattering for everyone, but especially for those with shorter legs like myself. They elongate your leg. as well as the hook crop, which is another popular one. It's just got this beautiful metal hook in the front, and it's just a bit of an eye-catching detail that you wouldn't really see on anything else in the industry as much.
Yeah, I agree. Like, the colors are really, I say all the time, like a statement.
Yes.
You know, being colorful. We had, like, for example, people can't see it now, but they can check it on your website or our website. Like, for example, this mermaid collection, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
People love it here. Yeah, it was so beautiful because the picture was beautiful as well, with the water in the background, and I say all the time, Ember, it's like a statement, like a statement brand. You use the collections and you make through the colors, you make a statement, you know?
Yes. Yeah, stand out in the studio or maybe on stage or wherever you're wearing it. But yeah, definitely a statement.
And what I, talking about myself personally, what I really love on your brand is that you have sets that are more like, I will call it sporty, like more for fitness. It looks like more fitness, but you have also sets that are more, sexy, you know, like with these little details that you can wear also as, I would say, as underwear if you want, like, because you have a lot of sexiness on them, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to create something that you could just, you know, chuck on when you go for a train or where, if you're just running into the studio, just an easy kind of set, but then also a set that is a bit more sexy, or maybe you could wear it for a competition or a photo shoot or as lingerie. I just wanted to kind of tick all the boxes, you know.
Yeah, and you definitely do it, are doing it. I love
Oh,
it.
thank you.
Darling, what are your goals for Ember? Is there something, I don't know if you have some kind of vision board, if you say this is where I would like to be with the brand in the next, I don't know, 3 till 5 years or something. Is there like a bigger goal for you talking about the brand?
I think I would just love to keep sharing Amber with the world. I would love more. I call anyone who buys Amber, I call them Amber Angels. So I guess I would love to grow
Oh.
the Amber Angel community. And just get my name out there, really. I think I'd love to maybe go into a bit more of apparel pole wear as well. Like, I've just started doing some t-shirts and jumpers, but lean a little bit more into that, as well as just create new shapes and new patterns and just keep going, pushing myself to create more and but keep a really tight connection with the community as well. Like I love working with the community and creating products that us polers want to wear.
I got you. I got you. Is there something that you love talking about the Polespot shop working with a company in Europe, because we are like galaxies far away from each
Oh.
other. That's so crazy. For the people who don't know, you are in Australia.
Yes, I'm in Australia and I'm in a state called Victoria down the bottom of Australia where it's very cold. I know, it's amazing having a community base on the other side of the world. But it's so funny because you're so far away, but the pole community feels so close to everybody. And I think it's because we just all have so much in common and we're all riding the pole wave together. You feel far, but you feel close, which is a bit of a funny one at the same time.
You know what? I have friends all around the world, as well in Australia, and my friend says all the time, Sarah, we are just a phone call away.
That's it.
And
That's it.
you know, because like we send a mail or we send a WhatsApp message and you answer, or and it's like, oh, you are like sitting next to me in the next office, you know? I don't have the we have like the time zone
Yes.
thing. But nowadays it's so easy to connect with people worldwide,
So
even
connected.
private, you know, or business.
And I think social media and Instagram has really helped that as well, because I guess in our industry, you're forever like looking for inspiration on socials and wanting to learn new tricks or see different skills from each other in the industry. And by having social media, you can have that connection with someone on the other side of the world, which makes it pretty special as well.
Definitely, definitely. I have one little question that just came up in my mind right now while we are talking. When you get orders, you get like people in Europe can buy at our shop, the Amber Collections, but they can also buy like in Australia at people that don't know us probably buy directly from you. Is there something that you find out that you say European people buys more like an example, more like the sporty ones and more black colors, and the Australian people are more the ones that buy colorful stuff. Is there something that you say, oh, this is so typical for my customers in Australia, and this is so typical for my customers in Europe? Like just for me, just to get the feeling.
Do you know what? I think for a very first time customer, I think people would normally purchase a black item off me. I think they try to stay quite safe. And then once they've got that item and they work out the style and the cut and if they like it on them, then it's like they will just go all the colors. But they definitely, but that's kind of like no matter where they are in the world, I feel always like I'm just going to get a black first just to see how it goes.
Got you.
And then
Got you.
the repeat orders are just forever color then.
Yeah, I got you. First, let's find out if it fits. And yeah, I got you. I'm that person. I'm that person that buys black first, and then if I like it, I go with other colors. That's me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the safest way to do it. And then you can mix and match with everything moving forward with your black.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Perfect, darling. I don't have more bunch questions. It was super nice to share all the things with you on this podcast episode, and we have been talking about a lot of projects that we will want to to make together start with next year. And so I'm super super excited about it. I like to end the podcast episodes giving my podcast interview partner the opportunity to leave a message. I say leave a message for the world, whatever it is, for everyone that will listen. So I would like to give you this opportunity, lovely. Just leave a message for the world. You think it could be like helpful or inspiring or whatever. Feel free. Right.
I think that you've just got to give everything a go. Like, dream big. And work your hardest and just say yes to all the opportunities. I think that's probably going to be my message. So just go out there and just enjoy, dream big, and go for it. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much, dear Em. I will, as soon as the podcast episode goes online, I will share it as well on social media. You can hear to the podcast episode all over the world. So as long as you have iTunes or Spotify or whatever, you can hear it also in Australia. So I will share it with the world as soon as I have everything done. I will share your socials as well in the caption. So people should definitely feel free to follow you on the social medias, like on Instagram, and follow your journey. You are such a sweetheart, and being connected with you is just like lighting my day. I guess it will be the same for everyone who is like in touch with you somehow. So feel free to follow Amber on the socials, like on Instagram, Amber Designs. And but I will tag you anyways. And I wish you a beautiful new week. We are recording this episode on a Monday. So I wish you a beautiful new week, dear Em. And thank you for your time and for being my guest on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Talk soon, dear. And big hugs to Australia. Bye-bye.
Big love. See you there. Bye.
Bye.